I have come to seek and to save what was lost. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. There will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not need to repent. I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. A slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. If I had not come and spoken to you, you would not be guilty of sin. But now you have no excuse for your sin. If you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be, you will indeed die in your sins. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter eternal life maimed than with two hands to go into hell. If your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter heaven crippled than to have two feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worm never dies and the fire never goes out. If you cause anyone who believes in me to sin, it would be better for you to have a large stone hung around your neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to sin. Such things must come, but woe to the person through whom they come. When you pray, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you of your sins. If you forgive people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others of their sins, your Father will not forgive you of your sins. If you are not with me, you are against me. And if you do not gather, you scatter. Every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven you, but blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. If you speak a word against me, you will be forgiven. But if you speak against the Holy Spirit, you will never be forgiven, either in this world or in the world to come.